I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'd say this is a pretty exciting day because I love my friend Scott Jennings, and I'm so happy he's got a syndicated radio show. And we're going to air it here, 8 p.m. every weeknight on 97.1 FM Talk. And Jennings, tonight is the night for the debut. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. I'm very excited to be on the air in St. Louis, and even more excited to be your colleague. So I don't want any hazing in the jock locker room. I don't want any stunts. I don't want you to be pulling any rookie crap on me. Just
I would not do that. I would not do that. Yeah, you are on the team. But no, look, it's awesome. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The show's been on now for, what, about 5 weeks that you've been doing on Salem?
Yeah, about 7 weeks now. Yep.
Let's talk about it in a second here. I want to preview it, but I want to start with this because according to the text messages I was getting from you and Senator Schmidt, you both had way too much fun in Iowa over the weekend, didn't you? I have a picture of you on a tractor, which looks you look very comfortable on the tractor, Jennings, I must say.
I'm just saying, Iowa was good to both of us. We went out to Iowa, Cedar Rapids on Saturday, Schmidt and I did, and we spoke for Ashley Henson, who is the congresswoman for Iowa's 2nd District. She's in a bit of a targeted district out there. We had a big crowd, and we spoke in front of some bales of hay, and then this guy comes up to me, and he's like, you got to come out and see my tractor. And so I go outside. It's all painted up red, white, and blue. It was a vintage tractor, so I was more than happy to jump up there and hang out on the tractor for a bit. That was actually my third state. I was also in Michigan last week, and I also went to South Carolina, so made the rounds around the country last week.
So what happens in these circumstances? Are you just invited by the candidates and the camp, by the state party? How does that all work? Is there an organization to it all?
Well, yes, the candidates in this case invited me in all three cases. Ashley Henson had invited both me and Eric Schmidt out there, and she was having a rally for herself. And then over in South Carolina, there was a congressman named Russell Fry, who's a great guy. And he invited me, and then up in Michigan, it was a congressman named Tom Barrett. So, you know, I like to go where I'm invited, and I was invited to all three places, and in all three places we had great crowds and had a lot of fun, too, and they had great barbecue out there in Iowa. So I'm actually going back to Iowa in a couple of weeks for another event, and then in September I'm headlining a big dinner called the Faith and Freedom Banquet. So I'm becoming an honorary Iowan over the next 6 weeks,
yeah.
I think.
Most people who do that are running for president. You know that, right?
I know. That's what people tell me. We'll see what happens.
You gave me the script of a pretty good line you had about Hunter Biden. Would you like to deliver that? Because it got great response. Would you like me to read it? I think it would be better if you deliver it this afternoon.
Well, I just told the crowd that after coming off of his stint as president of the United States last year, you know, a lot of people were wondering what he was going to do. But it's okay because he's been hired to do some marketing for a national restaurant chain, and I asked the crowd if anybody goes to the new Crack Barrel. They tell me how the food is, if they tell me how the food is, I love to hear it.
So that one killed, no doubt about it. Well, that's great that you're having fun on the road, but let's kind of get back to the radio show. We're going to air it tonight. 8 p.m. is your time slot here on 97.1 FM Talk. You do the show live at what time? Is it like noon?
I do it at 2 Eastern every day.
Okay,
so it'll be
Eastern,
a few hours. It'll be a few hours old by the time you hear it in St. Louis. But what we try to do is a nice mixture of sort of news of the day, breaking news, news and comment. And then I usually have a pretty good interview every day. In fact, today's episode, which you'll hear tonight, is with Katie Miller. Katie has this new podcast called The Katie Miller Show. She's the wife of White House advisor Stephen Miller.
Oh,
now,
wow.
She's interesting. She worked in both Trump administrations. This spring, she was the Elon wrangler. So she was Elon's point person on the Doge effort while he was in the White House. I've known her for some time. She's a great person. She's just kind of been in the middle of everything. But anyway, she's got this new podcast out. So she's trying to do a thing where she talks to conservative women, and something we don't do a ton of in the Republican Party sometimes. So she's going to be out in the podcast space. So I brought her on to promote.
That would be a fascinating relationship. She has to have a lot of, gravitas on her own to be in a marriage with Stephen Miller, the wordsmith that he is, because I would imagine get both those two going, it would be quite something, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. This whole thing today was great. Katie is the kind of person who absolutely, you're going to want to know. I mean, she knows everybody. She's been in the middle of everything. She's been very close advisor to the president, Elon. She worked at DHS in the first term, so she knows all these immigration issues. We actually talked about the Kilmer Obrego Garcia case today, so it's fascinating conversation. But that's what you're going to get every day, news, and then really a good conversation with a newsmaker.
All right, so let's talk about Obrego Garcia. You have this in the news. You had last week, I thought it was, and I know you had to talk about this on the CNN crew, you had everybody on board with this guy that was getting arrested and screaming out about he just wanted his family. He was documented. Then we found out, of course, that he was a child molester, so there was that. And you had some folks out there, including on Fox, who had to apologize for tweets. Jessica Tarlov got beat up quite a bit because they all ran with these images from D.C. with the guy screaming, think, oh, here we have our next Kilmer Obrego Garcia. And that didn't turn out so well for them.
No, look, they are con. I don't know why Democrats pick the worst heroes. They pick the worst martyrs. And Obrego Garcia, all year long, he has been a martyr and a hero for the left. He was in the country illegally 13 years. He had an adjudicated deportation order. There's strong evidence that he's in MS-13. He's facing federal charges for human trafficking in Tennessee. We know he had orders to stay away from his wife at one point, who said she was violently beaten by this guy. I mean, what else do you need to know that he should not be in the United States? What do Democrats do? They want to keep him here. They want this man on the street. He was released from jail on Friday. He was reacquired by ICE today. Now, ICE wants to, and the president want to send him to Uganda because he doesn't want to go to El Salvador, which is weird because that's where he's from. And now a federal judge has at least temporarily blocked them from his deportation to Uganda. I suspect he will be deported again finally. But it's amazing to me that Democrats are dying on all these immigration hills. The guy was here for 13 years illegally. He doesn't speak a lick of English. He's in MS-13. What else do you need to know? And why would you, even if he, I mean, take everything else aside. He's violent. He's in MS-13. What redeeming quality does he have that you would want him to be an immigrant to this country? Absolutely none.
Well, they favor, it happens here in St. Louis on a regular basis, too. They do seem to love criminals and illegal migrants who are criminals as well. You know, I put this up as a juxtaposition a couple of weeks ago. We do this here in St. Louis. I think it might have been the weekend that the Cubs were here in St. Mm-hmm. Louis, but they had like 800 people who went through the process of becoming American citizens up at Wrigley Field. Everyone's cheering them on. We do it here at Busch Stadium once a year. These are people who are proud to be Americans. They want to do well for their families, and they want to learn the language and assimilate and all these things. And nobody's opposed to that on the Republican side. But the Democrats still have this big, big issue with drawing the distinction between the word legal and illegal. And they do it still all the time, even not learning the lessons from last year's election. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So Obrego Garcia is a perfect example of this. You know, the media and the Democrats keep referring to him as, quote, Maryland father. He's not.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
He is not from Maryland. I'm sorry. He's from El Salvador. He came to the country illegally, and he may have landed in Maryland, but he's not from Maryland. He's not an American citizen. And the narrative that the left and the Democrats and the media all colluded on was to make you think that Trump had sent an American citizen away. He's not an American citizen. He's an illegal alien. He's a violent person. He had an adjudicated deportation order. He got due process. And they are fighting so hard to keep him here. They never fight for American citizens this hard. They fight harder for this guy than anything else. And I don't know. I think they're on the wrong side of it politically.
Look at this goofball who's been back in the news this weekend.
Think of how easy it would be to be a damn Republican. Oh, what should I wear today? This stupid freaking red hat. What should I say today? I don't know. Just make sure it's cruel.
It's pretty easy for me to understand how you're getting invites to go around the country and represent candidates. It's baffling to me how that guy gets invites to do anything, Tim Walz. But God bless him.
The biggest buffoon in modern American political history. But he encapsulates perfectly the modern Democrat. It is like a perfect mixture of buffoonery and mean-spiritedness. He is humorless. He is stupid, and he perfectly represents his party's brand right now. And because of him and people like him, that is why Democrats have a max 33% approval rating. In some polls, it's as low as 19 or 20%. But the fact that Kamala Harris chose him to be vice president tells you all you need to know about their party, all you need to know about her decision making, and all you need to know about how leaderless this party is. That buffoon is the best they have right now. Going to be Republican victories as far as the eye can see.
What did you think? You know, you brought up the differences in the parties and, you know, these 80-20 issues, but there was some pretty interesting reporting late last week by Shane Goldmacher and others at the New York Times about the Democrat Party facing this, you know, voter registration crisis. And if you dig into some of these states, including Pennsylvania, North Carolina, some of the states that certainly don't always go to Republicans, those numbers are pretty dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, when you pick as your pet issues or your pet constituencies, things like fighting really hard to put boys in girls' sports, to put boys in girls' locker rooms, to put boys in girls' bathrooms. When you fight harder for illegal aliens than you do for American citizens, when you adopt Hamas as just a misunderstood social group, you know, I mean, that's what the Democrats have done. They seem to be fighting for all of these bizarro world constituencies, and none of it has to do with the average old American who just wants to get up, go to work, pay their taxes, play by the rules, make their life better, make their kids' life better. None of what I just said has anything to do with that. They also have no leaders, and to the extent they do have leaders, it's people like Walz and Jasmine Crockett and AOC. These people are so out of touch with average Americans that, yes, people are fleeing the Democratic Party, and it's now obvious in the voter registration numbers all over the country. It's like a net swing of 5 million voters over the last 4 years. It's not a trickle. It's a huge stampede of people away from the Democrats and towards the Republicans, and it's pretty obvious to me why that is.
8 p.m. tonight, the very first Scott Jennings show on 97.1 FM Talk. He's been at it for weeks. We're picking up the show from 8 to 9 on weekdays. Jennings, have fun with it. Have a great week and a great Labor Day holiday. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, honored colleague. Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm so glad we're colleagues now. That's awesome. I know. It's amazing, isn't it? There he is, Scott Jennings.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.